is a sign to cancel the podcast.
You canceled it last week, dude. You can't cancel it again.
No, cancel it like forever.
No, it sounds strange right now.
It does. Why?
Hello? 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 I hear myself through both inputs. That makes no sense.
Not good.
Don't cancel the podcast again. Let's get it done. Huh?
Huh?
What are we going to call this thing? We haven't even talked about it. Rant.
Are we recording right now?
Rant episode number 2.
Recording?
Recording.
Right now?
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I got a new TV show to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Designated Survivor.
All right. Let's talk about Designated Survivor. This will be the title of today's episode.
Wow.
Welcome back.
We're here. What happened last week? What happened?
It's been a while. We have a problem right now. What? It's like I can hear myself twice. Oh, that's better. Isn't it?
You fixed it.
It's beautiful.
Much better. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay.
Anyway, so.
Yeah. Welcome back. This is number 34.
34.
34.
What happened to last week? What happened?
You didn't want to record?
I didn't want to record.
You boycotted the podcast. Why would you do that?
I was busy.
Actually, no, neither you or I. We had stuff going on. I can't remember what was going on, but it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a little while. We've had some stuff going on here, keeping us busy and, you know, this, that, and the other. But we're back this week talking to you guys. So we're back and ready to go. We got a good topic to talk about today.
Which is?
A little bit of a rant.
A rant.
Yeah, a rant as well as a very broad exploring the world of RC topic.
Okay, so
yes,
before we get to any of this shit, what about your life, man? It's been 2 weeks. I'm sure people are wondering what you've been up to.
Let's see. We're amidst a Florida winter. It's very cold right now, about 50 degrees.
Today it is.
Tomorrow we'll be back to nice.
Today is very cold. Actually, it really is.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah. What have I been up to? I've been busy. We went to an RC car race where I learned that I suck at RC cars, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, the car race, man. Yeah. That was a good time. That was different. It was a different experience.
Yeah. I got really motivated to go flying this week. What was that? Monday. Went out to the field and completely re-kitted a helicopter. And that's about it.
Are you going to share how that happened?
I really don't want to.
No, you have to.
Okay, so...
You have to. I think people learn from... If Kyle Stacey can make that kind of mistake, anybody and everybody can.
Okay, well, whatever. So, I've been working on everything lately, making sure it's all up to date, getting helis ready for 2019. And I rebuilt the tail rotor on my Drake. I pulled it all apart, and I put it back together, built a new tail push rod, used a new servo arm, everything. Got out to the field. I had 4 packs charged. I was all excited, ready to go. Brand new frames, brand new boom. A prototype Kraken rotor head on it. The carbon fiber landing gear, this thing looks sick. And I took it off and flew it around low RPM. Clicked it into high RPM. Did a wall and was flying really fast, really low inverted. And I lost tail. Had no time to save it and it hit at full speed. So what did I learn? I learned that apparently it is required to fix your tail servo arm with a screw.
All servos come with a little like screw.
Yeah.
Like a bolt. It's a bolt.
It's a M3x6 usually. Yeah. And apparently that's required. Because servos
come with them. They're generally like nice looking.
Yeah, they're silver. Like silver. They look great. Yeah. It looked great on my bench as I re-kitted my Drake. So when you're building, make sure you put that in there. But yeah, destroyed it. Brand new Kraken rotor head, done. Mangled it up.
You should have saved it, man.
I couldn't. I was doing 130 backwards inverted. I had no room, no time. It balled it up.
Hopefully somebody will learn.
Oh well.
Somebody will learn.
The best part is you were still at the shop and you were like, oh, I'll come out later. And as I'm walking to get it, I text you, I'm like, don't worry about it.
I just got back home. I had just gotten back here from taking Susie's bike for service. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten back.
Yeah.
And like literally I was pulling in and you text me. He's like, he's texting me the picture. I'm going home. Nice.
So that's what I've been up to. What about you?
No, there's been more. That's it?
Oh, yeah. Netflix. Designated Survivor. This show is so... I don't watch TV, but you got me on this show. Oh,
I told you about it. I'm a Netflix fan, man. So Netflix good. Is awesome.
I don't watch TV at all, but man, is that show good. Designated Survivor. I guess we're no longer a heli podcast, but...
Netflix is freaking awesome.
It's takes up a lot of time, but yeah. Designated Survivor. I guess it's like... The guy who's in a building outside of the city council or the capital, and the capital gets blown up. So now this guy takes over and has to like restart the government.
It's he's freaking the new sweet. President.
New president. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Yeah, watch it.
So, what have I been up to? Hmm. I don't remember. What have I been
what do you
up
mean?
To?
You don't remember?
Let's start
with the car race and work forward.
A lot has happened. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Long time.
Yeah.
So, yes, we went to the car race, which we will talk about a little bit more later. I think that was fun. The car race was fun. Mm-hmm. I got my ass handed to me. Not as bad as you had your ass handed to you, but I did. I think I finished overall like 22 out of 30. Uh-huh. So, actually, we're about to say. But, so that was good. That was fun. Savannah, Georgia. Interesting town. Mm. Great time. Thank you, James Van Hook, for taking us downtown. That was a beautiful night. great time. Anyway, we did that. And what I do? Went flying. Went flying to Torches. So Torches. Good time. I got a couple of flights on my... my Drake?
Yeah.
I like that thing. That thing's cool.
You got a couple flights because you had the screw in the tail servo arm.
The tail servo. Yeah. It lasted more than a flight.
Yeah.
And, you know, Torches is different now, right? There's a bunch of, I wouldn't say new people, but it's a different group than there used to be.
Yeah.
Right?
It's cool. I like it.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just different. Yeah. Like, some people have left. Some people are joining.
Yeah.
We have a couple of two, three guys that are really into it right now. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. That's cool.
I can think of like 5 new people there recently, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
They're all like really passionate about flying, and they have questions, and they're learning and stuff, so it's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That's it, man. It's just been nothing much, really, last couple of weeks. Just work.
Yeah.
Just busy with work.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
And watching Netflix at night.
See?
Working Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Designated Survivor, right?
No. Not for me. I'm watching something called Shooter now. Shooter. Yeah, it's pretty cool, too.
I don't know where you find these shows.
Yeah, Netflix, man.
Yeah.
Worth every penny. No way. I'm too cheap to pay for, like, cable. I'm done with that shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I pay for it for too many years. Not anymore.
Yeah.
What else? What else is new? I think that's it. It's nothing really new.
Nothing? I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
So I saw my Nitro RC car at the race.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent too much money on that and lost too much money by selling it. But it's too much, man. Nitro RC cars. It's a pain in the butt.
I saw it firsthand.
Absolutely you need people to help you.
Need people to help you, and then you get in the race, and you'll be doing good, and then engine dies. Mm-hmm. Done. Mm-hmm. Go take a jump, engine dies, destroy your car. Done.
I don't know how the pro guys and the guys that are good drivers can make it work, because I've never had good luck with Nitro RC cars.
I don't know.
Like those freaking, the motors, they're nothing like our helicopter motors.
Yeah, they suck.
They're very small, very unreliable. I don't know how people can make them run like that for 30 minutes straight. I have no idea, but they do.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah. And I hate to ask people for favors. Hey, you know, do this for me, pit for me, refuel for me. Like, it's a lot. You can't do it by yourself. You just can't.
Yeah, there's no way to do it. Especially because the A-Man race, right, it's like 30, 45 minutes. At least at this race. Sometimes it's longer.
Yeah, if you're like, what is the lower mains, I think, are shorter. Like, maybe.
I think the B-Main, the second race, was 25 minutes.
25.
And the A-Main was 45.
Yeah. Something I would never make it to the A main. But even the lower mains are like at least 15 minutes plus, right?
It's a lot. But that's a lot. That's a
15,
long time.
Even 15 minutes, you got to do like, I would say three pit stops, two pit stops.
Yeah.
Yeah, two pit stops in a 15-minute race at least. That's a pain in the ass. Like, and as you're pulling up into the, you know, in the pit lane, you could have a flame out. Something can happen, and then you lose, you know, 10 seconds very easily. Restarting, blah blah blah. Now you're going from second, third, fourth place to ninth place. Like, it's just
yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
So
electric's much easier. Plug in the battery, run it for 10 minutes, and you're done.
Anyway, since we're talking about RC car racing, this episode is all a big rant.
Big
so
rant.
It's just going to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth. Different subjects.
Yeah.
But RC car racing. So what's your, what do you think?
Man, I don't know what to think. I used to do it like 12.
Probably no, you're lying.
No, I'm serious. No. Back in like, man, I don't know. It's been like 15 years now, probably. I used to do it with my dad, indoor RC car racing. I think it had to have been like 10th scale, maybe. Maybe even smaller. I don't know. But it was all carpet racing. And I had fun with it, but it wasn't really like something that I thought would be any fun or something that I would do a lot of. And then, like everyone, I had the Traxxas E-Max and T-Max, those nitro and electric truggies. And the only thing I used those for was to jump and crash into a tree. That's all I ever did with it. So I never really like, I never got good with RC cars. So when you and I showed up at the race, I'm like, ah, I can fly a helicopter. This is an RC car. This is nothing. No That's problem.
The same thing. Yeah. It's exactly the same thought process I had when I did it the first time.
Yeah. I just wanted to show up and spank everyone. Be like, what are you talking about? RC cars are dumb. And just beat everyone.
I never thought I would spank anybody, but I thought I was going to be able to at least do decent enough to be like, oh yeah, this guy's an RC-er. He, you know, he flies helis. Yeah. He, you know, out of 30 people, he finished 12th, not 28.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I was way off on it. Yeah,
you were wrong. You were wrong.
The first run that we did a practice on Friday, the first run, I must have flipped that thing 15 times. I couldn't get through a lap. I take a jump wrong, take a turn wrong. It's so hard. There's so much technique to driving the RC car. It's insane.
Do you think that it would be easier to use a stick radio versus that stupid weird freaking wheel?
Do you think
you would be more comfortable with a stick?
I think I'd be more comfortable if stick was throttle.
Like
steering, like if I could have a stick just for throttle and steering still be the wheel, I think that'd be great because I'm way more comfortable using a stick to regulate
the trigger throttle. Thing with your left hand is weird as
yeah,
shit.
It's dumb. Yeah. It's dumb. I don't like the trigger. I would rather have a stick for throttle for sure.
But the wheel, you still like the wheel?
Yeah. I don't know how that would look, but I think I can figure out
I think we need to try that shit with like a regular stick transmitter.
But it makes sense though, because the current world champion RC car, the David Ongaro from
the Italian dude, right?
He uses a stick radio.
And he uses a gyro too.
Well, that's the theory. Yeah. That's another conspiracy right there. But yeah. I mean it makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
We could try it. We could put a V bar in it. Yeah, beat everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. RC cars are cool, but I absolutely suck at it. Suck. Terrible.
Do you have any interest in doing it ever again, or are you done?
Is that it? I don't know. I don't know. I got very frustrated at the race.
One-time experience, or you're willing to do it again?
I'd probably go... If I were to do it again, I'd probably just go to Savannah for a weekend and hang with James and just race at his local track and just see if I'm going to get a feel for it. Because getting thrown into a race, for theoretically the first time racing, was probably not the easiest way to do it, I guess. I don't know. I think it would make more sense to like buy a car and then just race on an open track alone to get a feel for the car. Because I only drove it 4 times before, you know, going into the race.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's cool, but I don't know if it's for me though.
Why?
It's I don't know. I didn't really get an adrenaline rush. It more just stressed me out than anything. Because I just felt like I didn't fit. Like I was so bad at it. I felt bad for everyone else who was doing well. I'm like, wow, I'm the guy that's taking up the space on the track. I cut people off. And people are running me over. Like I'm like, I don't deserve to be here. I'm
no
sorry.
Way.
Yeah,
no
it was pretty way. Bad. Yeah. What about you? Are you done with it or are you gonna do it again?
I'll do it again. I just don't, you know, whenever the time comes and there's a good race going on and, I'll do it again. I'll get my ass handed to me again. The problem is you need to, in order to get good at it, you have to do it. You have to do it all the time.
All the time.
Doing it one time, a year, once a year, every other year, forget it.
Yeah.
You're always going to be the last of the pack.
Yeah.
But, you know. To go to a race, to do a little bit of promotion here and there on BK Servo, mm-hmm. and stuff like that and just sit on my ass. No, I'd rather just race, even if I, mm-hmm. you know, I have, even if I suck at it, mm-hmm. you know, it gives me something to do and, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, it's fun. It's just, I'll never be that good because I'll never be able to dedicate enough time to get good at it. Right.
Yeah.
You have to do it at least, I would say that, like, given your natural, like, hand-eye coordination, I guess you could say, and the fact that you're as good as you are at helicopters, I would say that if you started going to races as much as you could, like, meaning literally a race every 2 to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. every 2 to 3 weeks a race, mm-hmm. in a matter of 2 years, you would be doing really well. I don't think you would be a, like, that very super top level of, like, pro, like, driver, but you would be doing really good. You would be winning a lot of, like, regional stuff, and and maybe in another year or two after that, you could be getting into that super pro type racing because you have that natural ability in you. But could still be. Would take
a lot of time, a lot of dedication.
15 to 20 races a year.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And then for you and I, it's not easy because there's no tracks in the Orlando area.
Correct.
We'd have to drive at least an hour to find something that maybe people would be
at. And that's what I'm saying, going to races. That means the closest race would be something like Lake City, Florida, which is 2.5 hours, two hours plus away, or Savannah, 4 hours away, or Port St. Lucie, 2.5, 3 hours away, or Tampa, 2 hours away. Like, everything would be a minimum two to five hour drive. And doing that, excuse me, every 2 to 3 weeks to get there.
It's hard. Yeah, it'd be hard. But I don't know. Like you said, from the business side, it was cool to, like, meet all of our team drivers and get some feedback from them, hang out with some people who are even not even team drivers, just, you know, your average racer that's driving the servo and enjoying them. It was kind of cool just to meet those guys and get even their feedback, see what they think of the servos and all that. So,
yeah.
It was cool.
Get some new ideas. And I mean, those guys' requirements are totally different than the helicopter guys and air guys. So.
Yeah.
So it's it's cool.
Yeah.
It's
and cool. Then to hang out with James and make fun of him was always a good time.
Yeah.
He never disappoints when it comes to that.
Never disappoints. Never. Never. What else has been new? I think that's it for what's new. You know what? I quit nicotine.
Did you?
Nicotine free.
Yes, you did. You did.
No vaping, no smoking, no nothing.
Nothing at all.
Today is day 12th.
How's it feel?
Man, miserable.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat a cow every day. Yeah. It's opened my appetite. I'm just hungry.
Really?
I'm hungry all day. But I'm going to gain 20 pounds.
But you're doing good, though. You have no nicotine in your system at all now.
Nothing.
That's good.
No vaping, no cigarettes, no nothing.
That's good.
No patches, no nothing. Just nothing completely off. Done.
Cold turkey done.
Yeah, no need.
Wow.
No need.
That's good.
No need. I'm better than that. I can control what I do.
There you go.
I can have a beer instead. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. There you go. No nicotine in RC cars.
Correct. So, what else is new? What about the drama? Let's talk about drama.
Mm. Yeah?
RC Heli Hangout.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
What happened? You wanted to make a statement.
I mean, I do, but I don't at the same time. I don't really want to address it, and I kind of just want to go away.
I think it's... So, I talked to Frank last night, okay?
Should we tell people what happened before we get into it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I can't remember which day, and I don't remember at what time, but for those of you that don't know, there's a group on Facebook called the RC Heli Hangout, or
Everybody was
called the RC
Everybody
Heli
knows
Hangout.
What that is, yeah.
They had like 3,500 members. There's a bunch of people contributing every day, hundreds and hundreds of posts. And Frank Moradios, one of the admins, took it upon himself to change the name to the SAB and V-Bar Hangout, randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did it as a joke to kind of get people stirred up and get people all fired up. But what he didn't realize is that you cannot change the name after that for 30 days. So he's stuck with his name for the next month until he can change it back.
Mm-hmm.
And it created a lot of drama because, of course, there's a lot of people in there who don't fly SAB and don't fly V-Bar.
A lot of SAB haters.
A lot of SAB haters. Yeah. And it's just created some controversy. So what do you think?
Why is there so many SAB haters?
I don't know.
There's a lot of them. Why?
It was a lot more than I thought. There's a lot of posts in there now, like hashtag not a goblin, flying my whatever, not a goblin, and it's I don't understand where that's coming from. If they think it's, if they're making a joke out of it or what, but it's certainly a surprise. But Suffice to say, I have left the Hangout. I'm no longer a member of the RC Haley Hangout or the SAB and V-Bar Hangout.
Why? Why?
I just felt uncomfortable being in there.
No way.
Yeah, I just
you're no longer on the Hangout.
No.
Why?
I don't know. I just saw a bunch of negative comments. And
no, I'm going to check.
Go look right now. I didn't feel comfortable being in there. Saw a lot of negative comments, and occasionally I would try and make a comment on previous posts and help out and get shot down because people think I'm bought out or I'm biased or whatever when all I'm trying to do is help people. So for the time being, I just decided to take a break.
Okay, so to be honest here, I talked to Frank last night.
Yeah.
And Frank, you know, this is 100% a hobby to him, right? He was having fun. He thought that by changing the name, like you said, he was just going to get people, you know, just get people going, wound up, and just have fun and like start all this drama, not in a bad kind of way, but sort of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just get people fired up.
Yeah. And he underestimated how bad it would be because not only the fact he couldn't change the name for 30 days, but also the fact that there's a lot of SAB and V-Bar haters there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of haters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, why are there so many haters? And that is something that I've been trying to wrap my head around for since I started this hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been able to answer that question. We had conversations with many people about drama and why people do the things they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we even brought Kyle Dahl here in one of our very first episodes and talked about drama. Something was going on back then. Also involving the Hangout, too, I think. Can't remember the
trolls.
Specifics.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like that. Something dumb.
But why is it that in the RC helicopter world, people are such drama bullshit stirrers? Like, why? I belong to a lot of different groups on Facebook. Some are about motorcycles. There's a lot of all different things I belong to. Nobody has the drama that RC helicopter groups have.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize RC helicopters is not a tenth, not a hundredth, maybe a thousandth of the size of something mainstream like motorcycles, right?
Right.
Or maybe a hundred thousandth smaller. Mm-hmm. Than like something like motorcycles, but yet they have 10 times more drama. How is that even possible?
I don't understand. Like you said, I'm a part of a few guitar groups on Facebook, and there's zero drama whatsoever. People just post their guitars, they post people with them playing, and everyone's supportive. Hey man, nice, looking good, sounding good, and all this, that, and the other. There's zero drama ever whatsoever. I don't, and RC Haley's, like you said, it's so small. Like,
but
why?
Why?
I don't know, but I just see people putting people down all the time. They call people names. They make fun of the brand they fly. They say, oh, no, you shouldn't have brand A. You should fly brand B. Like, why? There's
no
need.
Do you think the Goblin is so hated because it's popular? Or do you think it's genuinely like, I don't get it. It just makes no sense.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what people would hate about it. Maybe they don't like the looks. That's fine. If you don't like the looks, that's fine. If you don't like the price, that's fine. But that's personal opinion. There's no reason
price,
to hate
anything.
It.
There's a price misconception too, because people think they're expensive, but you can buy a Thunder Sport for less than you can buy any other helicopter today.
Right, and the crash costs are cheap. And
I dare anybody to tell me on any comment anywhere on Facebook, make it public, call my name out on it. What helicopter that is to the quality of Goblin is cheaper than Goblin? Cheaper than like a Thunder Sport or something like that.
Right.
Where do you get more value than that?
Right.
Under $700 for a 700 class machine. Yeah, sorry. It's not price. Could be looks.
Could be looks.
Could
maybe
be the hatred towards the look. Like, I don't know.
Or the popularity. Maybe just overwhelmed by everyone who likes it. You naturally don't. I don't know.
But what sucks is that, again, like, the Hangout was created by Chris Knott to kind of bring people together in the hobby, right?
Yeah.
And to create a place where everybody could hang out,
mm-hmm.
share ideas, ask mm-hmm. questions, get answers,
mm-hmm.
share their love for the hobby, share their excitement towards their latest project,
mm-hmm.
post pictures of their latest and greatest or coolest toy they just purchased, you know, ask questions when they had a problem, ask questions about what's, you know, or ask people's opinions on products. Like, mm-hmm. that was the whole purpose.
Right.
It wasn't to create hate.
Right.
And there's all these people that make these dumb posts every 10 minutes, 5 mm-hmm. minutes, that are so unproductive. Mm-hmm. It's like you scroll through your Facebook newsfeed and all you see is these dumb posts mm-hmm. that make no sense.
There's
right?
just a bunch of jokes on there. There's yeah. the Hangout is just becoming a joke. People are just talking about the name change or making fun of this person or making fun of that person. Or for anyone that's in the Hangout, you guys know that the whole group is very against clones. So if anyone posts a clone, they immediately get shut down or they make a joke about the person who made the post. Or it, I feel like 70 to 80% of the posts are positive and people are helping. And then there's that 20 to 30% where it's just, you know, just a waste of time. Just making a joke at someone else's expense or even a brand's expense or something like that. I don't know why. There's just no need for that at all.
I don't get it. Anyway, Frank's apologized for the screw up.
Yep.
Everybody should move on. You know, there's no reason to keep fueling the fire, right?
Agreed.
But, you know, there's still people out there that just keep making these dumb posts that make no sense. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, stop, people. Like, there's no reason to continue on this bullshit. Right. Stop.
Right.
You know, there's no reason to make fun of others. There's no reason. Just get a life. Mm-hmm. Go away. Go find a flying field to fly at, right?
Go do something.
Just, yeah. Or quit the hobby. But don't be that freaking asshole that wants to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's about having fun, man.
Yeah.
Right?
People, or maybe the egos are too big or they take it too seriously, but man.
But it kills it. It kills it for a lot of people. Doesn't it bother you? Doesn't it kill it for you? It kills the buzz for me, man. It's just stupid. It's too much.
It just brings it down a whole notch.
It does. Granted, it makes you want to like not even go to Facebook.
Right.
Because it's all full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it shouldn't be.
I don't even go on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, it's sad.
There's just no need. I don't know.
So you're out of the Hangout now. You're out.
Correct. For the time being, yeah.
I'm still in, but I refrain myself from going there and posting anything. Mm-hmm. Because everything and anything I say will be misconstrued. Mm-hmm. Somebody will find a reason to wonder why I posted that. Mm-hmm. I have ulterior motives. I'm fucking... We're very rich, by the way, based on comments I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're funding the Hangout, too, because it's all SAB.
Not even close.
Come on, people. Get a fucking life. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but come on, man. Yeah.
Really?
Come
we're on. Funding the Hangout? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I heard that many times.
Where do people even get this from?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm done.
So that's why I went in there and made a post and said that SAB or SAB USA had nothing to do with what Frank did. Mm-hmm. Not to undermine Frank and his mistake. He's human. He made an honest mistake. He apologized for it already repeatedly to a lot of different people.
Yep.
But I also wanted to make sure that people knew that that was not, that SAB or SAB USA had nothing to do with, you yeah. know, that name change, whatever. I know most people do know that. Mm-hmm. But there's still a group of haters out there that actually believe that, like, SAB has some kind of financial interest on the Hangout.
You and I were just as caught off about it as everyone else when it changed.
But, yeah, we see posts from Rockaboom. We see posts from all these people, like, not to say anything bad about any of them, but we see, like, Shannon Turner promoting his hobby shop. Mm-hmm. We see XL Power being promoted. We see all these things. But people seem to only talk shit about SAB, which... It's weird. Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
And so, to clarify, SAB has nothing to do with the Hangout. Neither does BK Servo. Neither mm-hmm. does BK Hobbies. Mm-hmm. None of our companies or our brands have anything to do with it. We love those guys. They're great people. Mm-hmm. We will support them to the end of time because we believe in them and we think that they started the Hangout for a really good, solid, good reason. Mm-hmm. But there's been never a financial... investment or any kind of financial interest mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form towards the Hangout.
Correct.
We're just supporters of the group in the same way that Joe Blow is or mm-hmm. whomever else is, right? And
yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
So,
granted, Frank is a team pilot for SAB USA, but that doesn't change anything. It's the same way that Chris Nutt is a team pilot for XL Power.
Correct.
And that doesn't change anything.
Correct.
It's just correct. Simply team pilots on teams. That's all it is.
And maybe that's why people talk the way they do, because they have,
maybe,
you know, an affiliation. I don't know.
But it's dumb drama and...
Rant over about the Hangout. Rant over. But you people need to get a life. Not you all, but like
the people who are nagging on it.
Yeah, the shit starters.
Move on. Yeah. Anyway.
So, hey, I call it as it is, dude. I just can't stand this kind of stuff. It's just, it drives me insane because it's a hobby.
Yeah.
People are supposed to be having fun with this stuff, right?
You would think.
It makes it bad enough for us to have to deal with it day in and out as a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we want to actually enjoy it as a hobby, then all we get is this stupid drama. And it's like, mm-hmm. really? Mm-hmm. So it's either work or it's drama? No.
Yeah.
I might as well just quit. Yeah. Like, what's the point of this, right?
Right. Yeah. It's just not fun. Not
anyway, fun. Enough for the hangout. So, we have to pitch.
Yes,
pitch.
Yeah.
We have to pitch the Spring Bash.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is April 6th, 2019 at the Torches Field in Ocoee, Florida. April 6th. It's advertised as a one-day event, but if you want to come out on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you are most certainly welcome to do that, but... The event is advertised as a one-day event, the Torches Spring Bash, April 6th. It's going to be a great time. Gator, myself, and Bert are putting it on, so we're really looking forward to it. Plans are coming along.
I'm not putting it together. You are.
You're helping us.
No.
Yeah, you are. Anyway,
I ain't doing shit.
We're going to have some donations. We're going to have some fun. Nothing organized right now as far as competitions go with the event. We're just kind of let it roll. If people want to do something kind of impromptu, like an auto contest or something, they're more than welcome to. But we're just kind of want to have some fun, hang out, have a good time with your buddies, and enjoy the Florida warmth, because April should be pretty good weather.
So make your trip to Ocoee.
Ocoee, Florida.
Yeah.
O-C-O-E.
And it's technically a one-day event, but you guys are always welcome to show up early. So show up as early as like Thursday evening, Friday morning.
Yeah.
Hang out all day Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday.
Right.
The field will be open all those days. The reason why we advertise it as a one day is because we will only charge you for the one day, which is Saturday.
Correct.
That's it.
That's it. It's going to be fun. Music. Very low-key.
I talked to my buddy, the cook. He's badass, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just looked it up.
Oren.
Yeah.
He cooks the best freaking... kebabs, man, you'll ever have.
His business was called Hadi Kababi.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It was so good.
It's really good, actually. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, I want to promote another event that we're sponsors of, BK Hobbies is.
Oh?
Helly's over Apache Pass.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one.
So, if you guys are anywhere near Texas, you got to make that trip there. It's in downtown Texas.
You know
where Texas is?
No, but I'll take your word for it.
Neither do I.
Okay.
But it's hosted by Kenny Sierra and his Spiegel's RC Helly's page. It's I think it's been going on for a while. I would like to go there.
Yeah.
I would like to go there, but we can't. We have to be at the Torches Winter Bash or Gator.
Yeah.
Gator is going to kill me, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hear that Alan Zabel, Ben Storick, some of those Align guys are going to the... the Apache.
Nice. Helly's over Apache
Helly's
Pass.
Helly's over Apache Pass, yeah.
We should make that one some year.
We definitely need to.
Gotta go.
If you and Gator decide to use different dates for the Orlando...
Yeah.
The Torches Spring Bash. Anyway.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But is there anything else we got to pitch? Or is that better?
Yeah, so if you want to see Alan Zabel and Ben Storick, go to Texas. If you want to see Kyle Stacey and Burt Kammerer, go to Florida. How about that?
And Gator and Ron Corus.
Yeah. Oh, really? Ron Corus is coming too?
Ron Corus is coming.
Nice.
Yeah. So, pick your poison. It's going to be a good time either way, I'm sure. Good luck to the Apache Pass guys. I'm sure it'll be a good event.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Cool.
So, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about exploring the world.
Nothing to talk about.
No.
It's a rant episode, man.
It's a very broad episode today.
It's just a big rant.
We should talk about exploring the world of RC. Because as many of you helicopter addicts may or may not know, there's more to radio control than helicopters. There's airplanes and gliders and cars and boats and... Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Airplanes, dude. Airplanes are sick. Do you fly anything other than helis? No.
I got tired of my jet. I'm done.
Yeah? You should sell that thing. Just taking up space.
Yeah, I haven't flown it in a while. It's like... It's too much work, man. Helis are easy. You load them into the back of the car, the trunk, whatever, the back of your truck, whatever.
Yeah.
You take them to the field, you put a battery on, and you fly.
Right.
The jet, you got to bring the jet fuel. You need the freaking, what do you call it? The fire extinguisher. You need
the stand.
Make sure that all these batteries are charged. You need your stand. You need to put the wings on. Take the wings off.
Mm-hmm.
You need the runway.
You got to go to a special field because you cannot fly that at torches.
No.
So...
cool. You're not flying anywhere other than one field where there's long enough of a runway, yes.
And you got to land it properly, get it slow enough.
Yep.
Fast enough to fly, but slow enough to land.
Yep.
So.
And I suck at it. So, there's a lot of stuff in RC, right?
Yeah.
So, cars. Have you done boats?
Just like the stupid cheap ones in a swimming pool. I would love to try
boats. What about the big stuff, like on lakes? Because there's a lot of serious, like, races.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad used to buy them. And we used to rent a cottage on Cuca Lake in upstate New York. And it would never fail that he would get the thing running beautiful right in front of him. Then he'd go full throttle right out in the middle of the lake. Boom. Engine dies. Just like an RC car. Yeah, it just never fails. As soon as you get it far away, that's just your luck. Engine dies. I thought it was fun.
How do you get it back? How do you get it back? How do you get it back?
Rowboat. Take a rowboat.
No way.
Yeah, paddle out there for like an hour. Go get it. Come back.
So the RC boat has an engine.
Yeah.
But the boat that takes you there does not have an engine.
Correct. I don't know how that works. Yeah. But
that's great.
Boats are, God, I don't know. I've never tried like a serious setup. I feel like how I drove RC boats, drove RC boats was like the Walmart crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't compare that.
Like what you call like a basher for RC cars.
Yeah. So I'm sure the real stuff, like high quality stuff, is probably fun. And I know that the races look gnarly. I've watched some of those stuff on YouTube. Those things are ripping.
It's a very small hobby within the hobby, though. Mm-hmm. It is like, it's whereas there's quite a few people that are doing boats and do boats and enjoy like boating, like RC boating, mm-hmm. I guess you could call it. The real professional side of it, like the real competition side of it, the races,
mm-hmm.
it's a very, very small segment within the boating segment itself, right?
Right.
So, no different than cars, right? You can go to any hobby shop like Graves RC in Orlando, Florida, anywhere, and buy a basher. Buy mm-hmm. some random freaking RC car that looks cool, and will, you know, you'd run it in your backyard and run it into your mailbox and jump it here and there. But to go from there to the type of racing that we... been to like what last week couple weeks ago
mm-hmm.
it's a totally different story.
Yeah,
that's a real serious deal. That's like comparing a plastic RC helicopter clone to like a real Goblin 700 or T-Rex 700, like a real brand, real pro type helicopter that is used for competition, same kind of deal.
What about planes though? Do you have any desire to fly planes?
It's too complicated for me. No.
No way.
No, I cannot fly.
I think planes, for me, there's absolutely two ends of the spectrum, and I enjoy them both
a lot.
On one end, we have my AJ Aircraft Laser 230 that's currently in your shed right now.
Yeah, because you never wanted to fly. I fixed it, and you don't want to fly it anymore. You're done.
I have one of those, a pretty decently sized. I got to go to the hobby shop and get Monaco for it.
What happened to that?
What do you mean what happened to
that? Why is it not flyable?
What did I do to it?
Yeah.
How did I break it? I was carrying it through a door, and I smashed the elevator on the door frame. And you were very kind to pull all the monocoat off and glue it back together for me, but I've been too lazy to buy monocoat.
Yeah, I should have gotten that for you so it would be ready to fly. But
it's fine. I'll order it. But I have that, which is a lot of fun. I do kind of like the 3D flying. I'm not very good at it, but the 3D flying for airplanes is fun for me.
Shut the hell up. I need to do a video when you fly that thing. You fly the shit out of that thing.
No, I don't. So,
yes, you do.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it's granted, it's a little bit of a, it's not fair because you're flying a gyro.
Shut up.
All kinds of gyros. The whole thing is a fucking heading hold.
Shut up.
No.
Pardon
my French. Yes, but you fly the shit out of it. You fly it really well. So Thank you. But I need to do a video.
Anyway, we have that end. Big 3D airplanes, fun to fly.
Yeah.
And then you have the bind and fly crap from Horizon. Not crap, but, toys. I think I have more
they're
fun with...
they're fun, too, though.
I have more fun with those than I do like the big stuff. Because they're little foam, like $100. You can just fly the crap out of them with your buddies, crash them into each other, and it's like, okay, no big deal.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun. Because you recently got the F-16 and the... whatever the other thing's called.
The Viper.
Viper.
I think if you're into RC, man, you got to do it all. You really have to do it
all. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe the RC car for us air people are more boring right. if you do it by yourself. Right. Still fun to do with others.
Yeah.
But if you're into the air side of the hobby, you know, aircraft, you have got to do it all.
Yeah.
You have got to do airplanes and you have got to do helis.
Yeah.
At least. And when you do airplanes, you should do foamies, and otherwise you should do Doctafan mm-hmm. or jet looking things or mm-hmm. easy to fly things or 3D things. Everything. You should try them all.
Everything.
Just try them all. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just, it's really a lot of fun. Yeah. And especially for me, it's not as relevant these days, but back in like 15, 16, when I was competing a lot, I'd get burnt out on helis, flying them every single day, practicing, testing, and doing all that. So airplanes was a cool way for me to keep the fingers moving and keep up on hand-eye coordination and, you know, take a break from helis and come back and, you know, feel just as comfortable flying helis. So if you ever get burnt out, you know, planes are a good way to do it. Or, you know, FPV. Bert and I tried FPV for a while and it was kind of fun, but he and I both got bored of it. But, I don't know, FPV is another thing to try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think of FPV? Is it dumb?
It's gay.
It's gay. What do you think? Is it stupid?
Well, you have to be called Mr. Cool Hands or something.
You gotta have a name. Yeah, yeah. A pilot name.
Yeah, you should be Cool Hands and I should be Old School. There you go.
Old man. Old man.
Nobody's going to know who Burt Kammer is or Kyle Stacey is. That's not cool enough.
Old
you
man
need a gamer name. Yeah. Gamer name.
It's weird. It's a whole different, like,
it's a different species.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and I got into it. What year was
it? Different race, man. Different species. I'm telling you. They come from another planet.
It was
so
crazy.
Yeah.
What is? Was it 2015 when we got those immersion RC quads? End of 15.
Yeah, 2015 or 14.
14 or 15. Yeah. You and I bought immersion RC Vortex
14, quads. 2014.
Yeah. That was fun. You and I bought headsets, quads, all on the same day, and we just learned how to do it at the...
Hell Extravaganza in Triple Tree.
Yeah, yeah.
South Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. And we came back to your house here and just crashed them into each other, hit trees, raced. Yeah. That was the most fun I've ever had FPV, was just breaking stuff with you.
That was a lot of fun. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But it was short-lived.
Got bored.
Because unless you're racing, I don't see a whole lot to do with it. You can really do freestyling, but that gets old.
Even that gets limited, yeah. I don't know. So many trees you can do flips and loops around and racing. But then you even took it a step further and came out with your own quad with a partner.
Biggest mistake I've ever made, but it was fun. We had fun doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Business-wise was a very bad mistake, but we had fun. It was fun times. Definitely fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah. You guys did good with it, though. Good idea, at least, I thought. As far as the airframe.
So what is, aside from helis, like your second most beloved RC stuff is airplanes, I guess?
Yeah, the Binafly stuff. Because
you started with them, right?
I started at the same time with helis doing airplanes. So 18?
No, you didn't. You started airplanes first.
No.
You had to.
Nope, same time.
No.
Exact same time.
Airplanes. How old were you?
No. Five.
No.
Yeah, 5 years old. Airplanes and helis, same time.
No, no helis.
Yeah, I promise.
What kind of heli?
Corona 120, a JR Venture 50, a Raptor 30. Yeah, old school. Everyone listening to this right now has no idea of any of the stuff I just mentioned.
No. But what made you go more into helis than airplanes if you started with airplanes as well as helis?
I was
like,
more,
what made the difference there?
More intrigued by the flight envelope options of a helicopter than an airplane. I had a bigger adrenaline rush. I thought there was more options.
But your dad was more of an airplane guy than a heli guy.
He was split right down the middle, I think.
Was he really?
Yeah, because he was the resident heli pilot, so he helped everyone with their setups. But I think he flew them about equally. I don't know. I just thought it was more fun to fly inverted and forward, backwards, and all that than it was just to go forward with airplanes and all that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I was just... had more fun with airplanes. Mm-hmm. But same with you, though, because you start with airplanes.
More fun with helis, you mean.
Yeah, sorry, with helis. But you did the same. You started with airplanes when you were, like, 4.
I started with airplanes. No, I wasn't that young. I was older than you were when you started. I think I was 11. It's 1982.
Damn.
So I was 11.
Wow.
82 or 83. I would say 82. For some reason, I was thinking 83, but I had to be 11 because it was 1982.
Yeah.
In Venezuela, South America.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Venezuela. They're going some harsh shit right now.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah. But I started there in a field in the city of Valencia, which is about 100 miles from the capital of the city. Mm-hmm. There was a big college called University of Carabobo, which is like the state where the city of Valencia is. And they had this beautiful club with the runway and like a clubhouse and all this stuff. And that's where I started flying airplanes, because a friend of mine at the time that went to high school with me was doing that. So was into RC.
Right.
And he's the one that I remember invited me over one time, and I went out there and I checked it out. And then like slowly over time, like I remember my mom got me like a trainer plane when I was like 11 or 12. And then I built it myself. And then one of the guys at the club, at that club, kind of like helped me. Like he was an older dude. And that was like an 11, 12 year old guy. Mm-hmm. But him and a couple of the older guys at the time, which older, they were like my age at the time.
Right.
They loved to build. So they kind of taught me how to build, and like they like body boxed me and taught me how to fly. And like, yeah. So wow. It was cool. It was just like, yeah, like the beginnings into the hobby.
Right.
Yeah.
So your parents weren't like super involved. Like no. They bought you stuff, but they never like came to the field. With
my mom would go. My mom would go to the field. Like my mom would take me to the field because my mom was really good friends with the mom of this other buddy of mine that was into the hobby.
Right.
So she would go to the field and hang with his mom, and like it was kind of like a family. They were like our parents would hang together, and then we would hang together ourselves. Right.
Yeah.
But my parents were never like themselves in the hobby at all. Not like you and your dad.
Right.
You know, not at all.
Yeah. So when did the heli transition take place then?
Not until way later.
Yeah,
back in like, what, way later.
The 90s or something, right?
Early 2000s. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
16 years now, like 2003.
Yeah.
2003, 16 years ago.
From Graves RC, right?
From Graves RC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd that work? You just walked in and like, oh, I want like, that.
Almost 20 years of flying airplanes.
Right.
Before going in helicopters. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And all through the 80s and 90s, you were consistently flying planes or like just
random? I stopped for a long time while I was going to college, and then I took it back up, and then I flew again for a few years. Then when I started my previous business in IT, I quit again for a while because I was really busy. Mm-hmm. But it was always off and on. It was like 3-4 years of flying and then a couple of years of no flying and off and on. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then I still remember when I got into helis about 16, 17 years ago. It had to be 2003 probably. So 16 years ago. I still had a bunch of planes. Mm-hmm. I had 3D planes. I had this beautiful 40% paddy wax stuff, like extra.
Nice.
Yeah. They sat on a room for so long.
No.
I just stopped flying them. That I eventually gave them away. Gave them all away. And now I regret it because I would love to fly them. Yeah.
They probably still fly great.
But I've freaking engine sitting for so many years.
Yeah. The plane would be fine. The engine, need a little love. How did it work at Gravesville? You just walk in, you're like, I want to fly helis today. Time for a change.
I was going to Graves on a regular basis because I was into airplanes, and I belonged to RCACF, the club here for RC airplanes. And I used to go to Graves and buy little stupid parts and things that you'd need, monocoque for this, little repair here, a little thing there. I want to build a new kit, whatever. And I saw this stupid little helicopter, Hummingbird Fixed Pitch.
Oh, boy.
From Sentry Helicopters. Yeah. And I saw it, and I was like, yeah, that thing is small enough. Yeah, I could probably fly it and hover it and do loops and rolls in my garage. Yeah, easier said than done. But, yeah, I bought it. I remember asking Mark Graves, like, hey, what helicopter do you recommend? He's like, well, I recommend a Shuttle by Hirobo. I'm like, Shuttle. I don't need this. I want something small I can fly in my parking lot, in my garage, in my driveway.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that's very difficult to fly. You would never learn to fly that. I'm like, God. So the minute he said that, I was like, okay, game on. Yep. I got it.
You can do it.
And I learned to fly it. I destroyed the first one within a week.
What happened?
I learned to hover. I was hovering it inside my garage.
Oh, boy.
At a two-car garage.
Oh, God.
Take the cars out of the garage because it was the winter, I remember. Florida winter.
Florida,
but it was it was windy and cool.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to learn this inside the garage. So I just moved the cars out of the garage, and just hover in the garage. And within 3 or 4 days, I was hovering it.
No way.
Sideways, yeah.
You didn't destroy it or anything?
No, no, no. Not in the garage. I learned to hover fine. And everybody's like, you need training gear and stuff. It's a tiny little, it's a tiny little helicopter, but you still need training gear. Yeah. And they're talking to me about these little carbon fiber rods with the little
The wiffle balls.
Ping pong balls at the ends, because it was so light, it couldn't even carry the weight of a tennis ball, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, screw that. I don't need that shit. So, I mean, every time I felt like I was going to crash, I just chopped the throttle and it just landed on the skids.
No way.
Sometimes it would just barely touch the blades, but I kept doing it and doing it. 3 days later, I was hovering in my garage. Yeah.
No body box, no simulator, just purely just sitting there learning.
Just patience, man. Just sit in my garage for 5 hours a day.
No way.
I mean, I was still like early 30s. Like, I was 30 years old. I wasn't that old.
You're determined.
Yeah. So I just take off into a hover. Oh, shit, it's going on. It's going on. I never got it more than 6 inches off the ground.
Right.
Like, until I felt comfortable to hold it there. So I would just give it a little throttle. Oh, it's out of control. Chop the throttle.
Yeah.
You know, land.
Well, it's
fixed out of control. Chop. And I, yeah.
Yeah. So if you chop the throttle, it probably just kind of settles
down. It settles. Yeah. And I did that. Yeah. Because the throttle stopped.
Yeah.
And I must have done that an entire day, like 8 hours, like off and on, off and on. Wow. I think by day two, I was able to hold it, you know, a few inches off the ground, tail end. By day three, I was just like,
good to go.
3, 4, 5 feet off the ground. As long as it was tail end, I was like, yeah I got
you're
this.
Fine. Yeah.
So day four, day five, whenever that was, it was a beautiful winter day in Florida.
Winter day.
And I will never forget. And I opened the garage door. It's like, oh, it's great. I can do this outside. Yeah. So I went outside and I start hovering and I just go up like 5, 6, 7 feet in the air with this tiny little fixed pitch dumb helicopter. And I drift to the left, drift to the right, drift forward, drift back. I'm like, yeah, it cannot be that hard to fly, right? I mean, I can fly an airplane.
Right.
I mean, it's the same, right? I mean, I can hover. The hover is the hardest part. So I give it a little throttle, give it a little forward, and that son of a bitch starts going away from me. And I'm like, okay, it's time to turn. And then not enough rudder. I don't know what the hell happened. Give it more throttle, less throttle. This started fighting it. Run it right into the pole. Light pole. Right in the middle of the light pole.
No.
Yeah, like, bringing 50 feet away from my house, there was this light pole. You know, it's typical subdivision. Yeah, you know, all these light poles.
No way.
So I took the thing back to Graves, and it was smashed, destroyed. And Mark is like, well, dude, I mean, I don't think this can be fixed. So I just bought a new one.
No way.
I bought a new one. Same stupid helicopter. Instead of buying something bigger, nicer, and better.
Yeah.
No, bought the same thing.
Man.
And believe it or not, I was able to fly that second thing over the course of the next week or two. I learned how to fly that thing around for a flight.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't pretty, but you know, I was doing circuits with it.
Yeah.
And I would take off in my driveway, you know, outside the house. I would take off and I would do like a couple of like figure eights, you know, just circles and stuff, bring it back and land it.
Right.
And sure enough, you know, after a couple of months, it was like, okay, this is not enough. I need something else. Right. And that's when Graves talked me into the shuttle. But I didn't want a shuttle. I wanted an electric. So I got a JR. What was it called?
Voyager.
Voyager. Yeah. How do you know?
I remember everything from those days.
How? I didn't even know you.
What do you mean?
I didn't know you.
Voyager.
I had never met the super spectacular Kyle Stacey.
Whatever.
Yeah. You got your own page, KyleStaceyRocks.com.
KyleRocks.com.
KyleRocks.com.
It's gone, thankfully. Very much so gone. I just looked on eBay trying to find a hummingbird. A used one. Can't find it. Gone. They're probably all thrown away.
That very sucks. Old. Very old. Very old.
The hummingbird. But that thing...
Anyway, that's my story.
Hold on. I have a question now. The hummingbird. Yeah. Did it come with servos? Did it come with a motor?
That thing was turnkey, dude.
What do you mean? It came with a radio.
No. The radio was my radio.
Okay.
Which at the time, I was always a Futaba guy. We talked about this on a previous podcast. I don't remember what CAP, 9CH, 9C8, something like that.
Yeah.
I was flying a Futaba radio at the time, yeah.
So that means you had to learn how to do setup then.
There was really nothing to set up. Kind of yes and no, but...
Rudder.
Well, the rudder was a tail motor.
Yeah, we still have to get it going the right way.
I guess. I don't remember. Like, I don't think it was that
that bad?
No, I think it was like reverse a couple channels and done. Like there was no really not a whole lot of options.
Reverse throttle.
There was no gyros. There was nothing.
No gyro. There had to be on the rotor at least, right?
There was a tail gyro for the for the tail motor.
Yeah, but it was flybar.
It was flybar. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want one of those so bad.
It's so hard to fly.
Come on.
My God.
Can't be that bad.
I would love to have one now to see how much you can push it. Like, I'm knowing curious. What I know now, like how much I could push it to its limit. I wonder if you could do a flip.
Just get it really flying fast?
Yeah.
Just
like a stationary flip. No, you couldn't.
Oh, no, no way, no way.
You could give it positive. There's no positive. You could give it throttle and just like get really aggressive on the forward elevator. And if it's fast enough, like.
Maybe.
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 I don't know. It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting.
I'm looking
at Fixed pitch.
The MS Hornet. What do you remember that was called?
The Hornet. Yeah.
MS Heli Hornet.
MS Composite Hornet. Earl had one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at a bunch of parts, but I can't find the actual helicopter.
That's what Earl had. And Earl told me, like, you should have bought this. Like, I built this and, like, you can buy spare parts and fix it and everything. I'm like, I don't want to build shit.
Yeah.
I just wanted to buy a new fly.
Just go fly. Man.
To me, at the time, this was just a hobby, and the airplanes was my big, you know, my big thing, right?
Yeah.
And this was a hobby within the hobby. Completely the other way around today, where helis is my thing, and planes are just, like, the joke.
Yeah.
The distraction within the hobby.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. Crazy how things change. We should get back into airplanes more, though. More officially, you and I.
Yeah, okay. Good luck.
Just for fun.
Your plane's been fixed for months. You haven't flown it yet. Anyway. Let's see. What else we got?
That's it.
Really?
What else do you want to cover?
Quads.
You and I should get into freaking gliders.
Let's talk about FPV. Ugh. Let's talk about the Tortuga FPV experience.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was scary.
So what do you think of that?
It was very scary. The thing is way too fast for FPV flying, and you made me do it.
Now, nobody wants the Tortuga, man. Are you kidding me?
Why?
I don't get it. Anyway, are we all set? Are we done?
I got nothing else.
Really? The main point here is, if you guys, I think we've said this before, we will say it one more time.
Yeah.
Get into something else.
Yeah.
RC related. RC is fascinating.
There's so
if you
much
like
out
something
there.
That can be remote control, whether it is an airplane, a glider, a boat, car, helicopters, of course,
whatever.
They're all fun.
Yeah.
They're all fun.
There's so much out there.
Yeah.
If absolutely. You guys are narrow minded to helis, seriously, check out more stuff.
The Horizon Hobby line of bind and fly stuff is like incredible. It's just crazy. Oh, yeah. Cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately you kind of have to own a Spectrum radio.
Not a fancy one though.
No. But if you don't own one, buy one.
Right.
Because it's worth having one.
Right.
Just for the bind and fly stuff.
Yeah. I just have a cheap DX7. I think it's just a couple $100. You know, if that's great for the bind and fly. It's got a lot of model memory. Plus, I don't know why this happens to me, but whenever I buy the bind and fly stuff, it never lasts more than a week. Week and a half before I destroy
because
it.
You took that freaking foamy plane to Helis over Delaware and let Kyle Dole fly it, and he freaking nose dove it into the ground.
He did that, and I was doing a pass right to left, all beautiful, and he's like, "All right, I'm gonna do a trick for you." He reached over and turned the freaking transmitter off on me.
Yep,
and it destroyed it. So not nice, Kyle. Not nice. I know you're probably not listening to this, but not nice.
Not nice at all. Not nice at all. Very uncool.
It's time to buy another one.
But yeah, it's, the bind and fly. Bind and fly stuff is so much fun because it's inexpensive.
So good. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a lot of fun with it. I mean, even the ducted fans like that F16 I got and the Viper and all those ducted fan ones, you can't beat them for the price. $300, $400, $200, depending on what it is.
It's crazy.
Turnkey, everything there. Like
with a gyro?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's well worth it.
Yeah. Highly recommended.
But yeah.
Is that it?
Cool. Well, how about, should we do the, are we going to do any coat race?
Why not?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Eh.
Here we go.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So, if you spend over $200...
Yeah, nobody used that, by the way.
I know. Both of these were unused somehow. If you spend over $200, you will get a $40 gift card. The coupon code for that is BKRC743TEX. BKRC743TEX.
Yep. So you get $40 gift certificate sent to you immediately upon receiving your order for $200.
Correct.
Then you get the same. If you spent $250, you get $50.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is BKRC632WED. BKRC632 Whiskey Echo Delta.
Nice.
And we still have that Tortuga thing, man. Tortuga. Yeah. You want a Tortuga? You can get the combo. You can get the non-combo. You can get just the Tortuga at 25% discount. That's crazy.
A good discount.
It's a hell of a good discount.
Mm-hmm.
The code for that is BKRCTOR2. That's Tango Oscar Romeo 2.
Mm-hmm.
BKRCTOR2.
Two.
Yep.
Sweet.
Well, I think a lot of people, I think that the people that listen to our podcast don't give a shit about buying stuff from us. And the people that give a shit about buying from us don't care about our podcast.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Like these two codes that I mentioned and you mentioned, that's free money. And people aren't using it.
Why? And people have ordered over $200, but they've never used the coupon.
Like consistently, yeah.
So either they don't listen to the podcast, or they listen, they're like, ah, it's already probably too late. Nobody used it.
It's already tried. Yeah. Give it a shot. You never know, clearly, because they've been sitting on it for 3 weeks now. Yeah. No use.
I agree.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Well.
Cool. So, we need episode ideas. Mm-hmm. I'm completely dry of ideas.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. If you guys want to send us some ideas.
This is why we need to waste our time doing these freaking dumb rants, because we don't know what the hell to talk about. What do you think?
We'll come up with some ideas. We need some help from you guys, though. So if you have any podcast suggestions, you can reach Bert and I on Facebook at the BK Official.
Yep.
We'll get back to you there. Both Bert and I monitor that. So.
Or Instagram.
Yep. The BK Official. Same way. And then if you want to contact me, you can email me at kylestacyrc@gmail.com. What about you?
What about your Facebook?
Yeah, facebook.com/kylestacyrc. That's where I post pictures and videos and stuff.
And what is your email?
KyleStacyRC@gmail.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine is Instagram.com/Bert_Kammerer or Facebook.com/BertRC. Yep.
Nice.
And I post a lot of stuff, not just helis, whatever, my motorcycle stuff, all kinds of stuff. I don't care. Yeah.
Your toys.
Yeah. Cool.
But.
Yeah.
That's been episode 34. We appreciate you guys tuning in.
Yep.
Hope you learned something or inspired you to go fly an airplane.
Episode number 34.
Mm-hmm.
Title, Useless Rants.
Useless Rant.
Rant. Yep.
Number like three by now.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
All right.
See you.